This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
For the Hidden Killers Podcast, I'm Stacey Cole. The Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed was sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of Helena Hutchins on the set of the film Rust. Facing the maximum possible punishment, Gutierrez Reed, age 26, stood before the judge as she pronounced that 18-month prison term. We go now to hear Hannah's pleading with the judge for a lighter sentence.
Your Honor, thank you. Your Honor, Ms. Gutierrez Reed has a statement she'd like to tell the court.
First and foremost, my heart aches for the Hutchins family and friends and colleagues as well. And it has since the day this tragedy occurred. Helena has been and always will be an inspiration to me. I understand she was taken too soon, and I pray that you all find peace. I am beyond grateful that Joel survived that terrible day. My heart goes out to the film industry for the devastating pain that this tragedy caused and the old wounds that have been reopened. I am saddened by the way the media sensationalized our traumatic tragedy and portrayed me as a complete monster, which has actually been the total opposite of what's been in my heart. Your Honor, when I took on Rust, I was young and I was naive, but I took my job as seriously as I knew how to. Despite not having proper time, resources, and staffing, when things got tough, I just did my best to handle it. Today, I humbly ask you to consider probation, a probation where I can contribute to society through community service, and I can continue my counseling, and I welcome any classes that you may deem necessary for me to attend. I give you my word now that I would strictly follow the rules and respect the parameters of that probation. I beg you, please don't give me more time. The jury has found me in part at fault for this god-awful tragedy, but that made me a monster. That makes me human. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jenna, and I believe Del Reed would like to speak to the court this time.
Thank you, Your Honor. Brief state, but it's a horrible tragedy for that wonderful lady. Helena lose her life. Also be a tragedy to put my daughter Hannah in the penitentiary for that. It's alleged she introduced live ammunition on the set. That's not true. Why would she? The two people responsible for whatever came on the set are the vendor and the property master who had to work for her. On that terrible day, they had Hannah off the set doing prop duties, and she asked him, please bring her back on when Mr. Bowman comes so he can do a final check on the gun and its instructions. They did not do that. If they had, this horrible day would not happen. Thank you, Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the court.
Thank you, Your Honor. And just briefly, Judge, I've made most of my arguments in the written pleadings. And Judge, it's nobody in this courtroom could not be moved by what we just saw. The family, Helena's family, her friends, it was a horrible tragedy. There's no doubt about that. And it's a tragedy for everybody. There were a number of lives changed, lost on that day. Her friends talked about that. And that includes Ms. Gutierrez. I just want the court to know primarily that she has felt remorse. And maybe I've talked to her as much as anybody, at least on the legal side, Mrs. She's broken down. She's had mental breakdowns. She said, if only, many, many, many times. And it hasn't come out. It hasn't come out until today because of the legal proceedings and the system we have. but she has truly felt remorse, and I will tell the court that. As an officer of the court, that she has indicated that to me. This court has seen jail calls she's made. I would submit to this court that you could probably survey 100 people after something like this happens, including everybody that participated in the trial, scrutinize all of our calls, and pick out something bad that one of us said. Because, Your Honor, none of us are what we are on our best day, nor are we what we are on our worst day. And as Ms. Gutierrez said, she's human. She's flawed, just like everybody else in this courtroom. We ask this court to consider fairness in respect that this was a cascade of tragedy. As some of the speakers indicated, there were multiple system failures by multiple people. Some of those people have come before the court, as this court knows, and received a six-month misdemeanor probation. Some have not been punished. Some have yet to come before the court. At least one individual is going to be tried in July. And so I know this court has the responsibility to weigh all of that and to determine what is commensurate and fair, as one speaker said, for Ms. Gutierrez. And what does that mean in the scope of things, and what has come before this court? And I'm asking the court to consider that. And also what probation might do for her in terms of rehabilitation, which is another goal of our system, Your Honor.
Anything else?
No, Your Honor.
All right, so I've made some notes along the way, so if I refer to the notes and I'm not looking at tables, it's because I'm reading. First of all, thank you for your presentations. Thank the friends and family of Helena for presenting their memories and their losses of Helena. There are really three choices for sentencing before me. What the defense wants is a conditional discharge. This means straight probation, unless Ms. Gutierrez comes back on a probation violation. She won't have a felony conviction on her record, so she can continue to possess firearms. Again, unless she comes back on a probation violation and receives the imposition of the probated sentence. The second one has not been offered by counsel, but I've certainly thought of it, and it's to continue her in the Santa Fe County Detention Center. That would be for 12 months. That's all she's allowed to stay at the detention center. And then put her on probation for the rest of the time. She's facing 18 months. She's got pre-sentence confinement for about a month or so. In this scenario, she won't experience prison. She will be a convicted felon. She cannot carry a firearm under federal law and for a specific time under New Mexico law. And then there's prison, and the state has proposed at 85% of the time sentenced to incarceration based on the serious violent offense statute. For all the fanfare and pundits and finger pointing that has been going on for over 2 years, we were able to seat a jury of her peers who confirmed they could listen to the evidence received in court and determine the facts and apply the law. They found Ms. Gutierrez guilty of involuntary manslaughter. What were some of the poignant facts that came out during the trial? In her police interview, she proudly owned her position as armorer. On October 21st, 2021, chaos ended after the film crew walked off. Ms. Hutchins and others were trying to rig, if you will, how they were going to keep filming. And what was the defendant doing while waiting? She was loading Alec Baldwin's gun. Did she have enough time to load the weapon safely? Plenty. Did she load the weapon? Yes, with dummies and a live round. Did she check what she was loading? No. Why? Well, in her own words, most recently, in her jail calls, she didn't need to be shaking the dummies all the time. Did she check after that? No. And while you've heard her concerns about how she'll never work again as an armorer leading up to the trial, have her concerns changed? No.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.